You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, Big Wigs. Oh, my God. We took a two-week break. I actually hate taking breaks. I decided I don't like it. It's hard to come back after a break.
I totally agree. Never to be done again.
Never. Never. We tried to do it. I'm going to say you were very busy last week and Dre had stuff every day.
Really?
And
I was like,
yeah. And we're not cut out for the 8 a.m. recording, so...
Well, let me tell you, no. I want to be an 8 a.m. recording because I used to work in morning radio and I thought, we got this.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me just tell you, no.
When Unless you guys pitched that, I was like, oh, do we really want to do this at 8 a.m.?
Which means Mike has to come in.
Did you hear me? I was like, which day can you do the latest for me?
Yeah.
And my baby brain. We've got a guest in the studio today. I just want to say shout out to Elton John. Elton John, if you're watching this on YouTube, my puppy Elton John is here to join us as a co-host. How's
you know,
it going,
I
Elton?
Feel like you always forget about Elton because I feel as though Billy comes to the studs more than Elton.
Well, you know, Elton, here's the thing. I walked, which is great. Elton here's has been getting car sick. So if I drive, I didn't want to bring him because that's too risky before a podcast recording.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not drugging him to go six blocks. So... But I'm so glad I brought him. Jared even noticed that. And he was like, bring Elton today. Bring him. Like, give him his time to shine in the spotlight.
He needs his 5 seconds of fame as well.
So he's here and he's doing so well. He's resting. He really likes to rest on the chair, you know?
The both of you are in a very peaceful mood today, I will say.
We are in a peaceful mood. I don't know. I'm tired. I got back late last night and I ate dinner really late. And then I like got up and I was like, okay, workout. But do this before you go and record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And Mike's listening to a podcast.
No,
so.
No. That was my mistake, though. I fucked up. My bad.
That's okay.
It's into your story, Anne. I'm sorry about
totally
that.
I totally forgive you. I forgot what I was saying. So
you had a late night dinner, and then you got back, and you had a million things to do this morning before
oh
we recorded.
No, yeah. I just, like, I don't know. We've had, like, a crazy few days. I was in Philly. Mm-hmm. My parents got a puppy.
Aw.
What is this dog's name? Do your parents name?
Mr. Jimmy.
Mr. Jimmy.
It's after the a verse in You Can't Always Get What You Want, the song.
I thought it was after the late Jimmy John.
No. The song the You Can't Always Man. Get What You Want. Apparently there's a verse about a Mr. Jimmy, and so that's what my dad went with. He went and got this dog in Michigan on Friday, so they've only had him for a couple of days.
It's a fresh pup.
Fresh pup. He's very cute. The three of them together were so cute. It was like... We literally have a litter of dogs. Like, it was so crazy.
Because, your puppies are still considered puppies.
Of course. Yeah, they're 6 months.
And Mr. Jimmy is what? Three months?
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference in puppy energy?
Mine are crazier.
What?
They have each other.
Oh, yeah, they amp each other
up. You know, my dad took him away from his siblings, I guess. I think he had one left in the litter. And so he was very chill. And then they walked in and he got revved
very
up because of
up.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really cute, though. He's chocolate brown and white, so really, you know, goes on theme. So
adorable.
They all look very cute together.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have a puppy. Everyone should get a puppy. Life is better with puppies.
You've said this multiple times. My downfall is planning, and so I feel like if I have to go anywhere, the issue for me is going to be the planning of who's going to watch them, who am I going to leave the dog with. I'll be nervous. So once I think I'm settled just a little bit, I'm getting a dog.
I hope so. I want Dre to get a little dog. I feel like you figure it out. I never thought about anything when I got my first dog. When I got Bobby Flay, I was literally I have a dog now. How cute is that? And then there are plenty of people want to take care of your dogs. You know what I mean?
Completely.
I usually just leave mine with my parents, although my mom was really weird this weekend. She's like, because we might go away in June or sometime this summer. And I was like, I'll just leave the dogs with
here.
You. They love each other. And my mom's like, I don't know if your father wants to have three dogs. And I was like,
it's not just one now. Now you've got two plus theirs.
Yeah. But I was like, what the hell? Where else am I going to bring them? They love you.
That's the thing. If you have grandparents that are willingly happy to handle the dog,
right?
Then that's perfect. But wait, how was your Passover?
Passover was nice. We had a Seder. It was nice. Although I will say, my dad really has given up on the Seder. They used to care more and do
parents
a better job.
Oh my gosh, I feel like everybody can relate to this. It's just parents after a certain age it's not that they give up, but they don't, they're not trying as hard.
They don't care anymore. And I said it to my mom, and she's like, then you should take over. And I go, I will. I will lead the Seder when I have a house or an apartment for to invite you to. When I host, I'll do it. But not, I'm not doing it at their house. I'm the kid. You know what I mean?
What is entailed when you prepare the Seder? It's like a full-on meal?
The Seder is like a service, basically, during the meal.
And you feel like your dad gave nothing in the service?
I mean, you know, he kind of just skipped around. He was like, whatever. he didn't have his story. I mean, we did, you know, we did the 10 plagues. We did the basics. We did the four questions. But, I mean, Mike, have you ever had a Seder? Like, it's like, it's basically a service, but it's at the meal. You know, there's like four cups of wine. We don't drink four cups of wine, but I guess like if you're really religious, you might. I don't know. And you do like all these different prayers or whatever. And then you eat. And there's like an after post dinner part, but we don't do that. I mean, I grew up conservative, so we used to do it more, but like now I'd say it's very reform our Seder.
It was funny that you mentioned that it's just your Seder felt a little more lackluster than it's been in the past, because I've only had lackluster Seders. Like, because we're my grandma would get
a lackluster Seder.
She'd get the itch every I don't know, 6 years or something, and we'd do one, and she would make brisket and whatever, but like, you know, we... Even though I have Jewish heritage, we were raised Catholic. So it's like for us, we were all just kind of sitting there like, damn, we're doing this to make grandma happy. But it never felt like it was like
a thing.
Yeah, because at Christmas and like Catholic holidays, you don't do that stuff.
Yeah.
There's no like Christmas.
You go to church and then you go to the home and you party.
Exactly.
And you eat.
Once you're done with church, that's it. It's presents, it's cookies.
Like
it's
for
food,
you know? Rosh Hashanah and like Yom Kippur, we go to synagogue.
Right.
And then, you know, you do your stuff. But like for Passover, it's really on you.
Yes.
Like to do it all. You don't go to synagogue for, I mean, I guess some people might, but
being
I've never...
the performer you are, I think you should always lead. The ceremony.
No, because I'm the daughter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the kid when I go home. Yes. Are you a kid when you go home? Like,
absolutely.
I'm like, you know, my mom yells at me to get in the shower so I'm not late. And I'm like, I forget
how old I am. Yeah.
She's like, you're going to be late. Get in the shower. We have 1 hour. I'm like, as if I've never gotten ready for anything in my life. Like, I'm like, mom, calm the fuck down.
No, you revert back to childhood. Absolutely.
So for me to be like, guys, I'll take the Seder this year. They'd drop dead. They'd be like, what is she talking about?
What?
Why? I didn't even want to socialize, and neither did Jared. It's so funny. We were very quiet. It was small. It was like my brother and his husband and my mom's friends and then two of our family friends. And it was like 10 of us, I guess. And then like Jared and I both were just like kind of quiet. And then it was a lot with the three puppies, because like the entire Seder, they're all humping each other.
This is shocking to me. Anna, quiet? I don't understand.
I love being quiet.
Who are we? Did you hit your head? Where is Anna?
Jared's family probably thinks I don't even talk.
What in God's name is happening? Mike, back me up here. What's going on?
And that night,
it's a bit surprising.
Like, I didn't feel like socializing. I was like, yeah, me neither. I was just like tired.
Yeah, no, I get that. I totally get that.
Like, I couldn't wait for it to be over so I could just put on sweatpants.
You know, totally. And then if you see your parents' friends probably weren't there, but when they are there, that's when you have to like turn on and explain everything you're doing in your career. And
yeah, they didn't even ask. They were kind of like, how is everything? And I was like, good. And my mom's like, she's performing in Philly. And I was like, yeah, come. And that's it. That was about it for my career.
That was the.
It was mostly a dog night, because having three puppies humping each other while you're trying to do a religious Seder is like not. Like the entire time they were literally like butt humping, like a ton.
Kind of distracting.
It was so funny. I have photos of them just like mounting each other.
Oh my God.
How could I lead a Seder when there's something more exciting like that happening?
This doesn't sound like a lackluster Seder to me.
No. It was actually very funny, because I'm actually really good at Hebrew, not to brag, but I'm like, I know all the prayers. And so like whenever they struggle, I'll like cue them in. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, it's this. And then my mom's like, oh my God, she's brilliant. Like, she's so good at it. You know, she wished I was like a rabbi or a cantor. Meanwhile, my brother, like, the youngest at the table is supposed to lead the four questions. That's just like the tradition. And
right.
He was the youngest, which is so weird because he's like old. And so he had to do it. And I was like, wow, I haven't heard Abraham speak Hebrew in so long. He hates being Jewish now. Like ever since he lived in Jerusalem, he was like so over it like years ago. So my brother's like a full on atheist. But it was funny hearing him like have to do the prayer. And I know he knows it all. Like he's really smart. He knows every fucking prayer. And I was like, I was just enjoying it.
Yeah. The building that I now live in is run by Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
So we had this big
all
email.
All of Brooklyn.
Yep.
All of Brooklyn. And he sent a long email like, we will be, don't contact us.
Oh, don't do the accent.
Don't reach. Yeah, right. He's a character.
I mean, we're protecting you here, but.
We're helping.
I know. I'm not doing it in a rude way. I just find him to be such a funny person. Like one time I went downstairs in the basement to like do laundry.
They live there?
They're no, like he there? Was just fixing. There's a bunch of stuff wrong with the building.
Uh-oh.
The contractors they hired, no bueno.
Uh-oh. Did you know this until you've moved in?
Oh, no. No, we've had 3 leaks from our ceiling and then downstairs in our first floor, the tubs. I mean, it's a shit show. I think this is like the 3 pigs built this.
Wait, this building. What? You had 3 leaks? You moved in like 24 hours
ago. It's a brand new building. Yeah. Someone upstairs was taking a bath. A whole leak from our ceiling track lighting. just dripping down. And then I took a bath. And then our basement floor, because it's a duplex, 2 different leaks from lights. They just didn't tighten something. So we figured it out. But that was all last week as well.
Oh, no.
While I was coming back from Punta Cana. But anyways, I just find him to be funny. And I'm only doing the accent because he is a character. I went downstairs and he was strumming a guitar, singing Hebrew songs. Nice. And I go, I'm sorry, this is a scene out of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was like, sir, we got a leak up here. Why are you singing Hebrew songs?
At least he was around, though.
Exactly.
You know, at least he was around.
He shows
face. I'll take care of it during my intermission. Can you please calm your shit? Move to a different room.
Exactly.
Wait, that's crazy.
No, it's insane. And so we're thinking, does this constitute as free rent? Because that's not only has that happened, but we don't have any fire alarms, the smoke alarms. He just brought us smoke alarms and goes, you can install yourself. We go, what?
What? What?
No.
It's like totally not up to grade. That's up to.
There's got to be a law for the alarm.
Totally got to be. Right. Exactly. And we're thinking, okay, there's certain things. But we don't know the protocol here. I've never asked for free rent, but I'm thinking this is definitely constitutes as free rent. We have leaks.
You hold on to it until they fix it.
Yeah. You can just withhold. Yeah.
And then you just say, well, you're not going to get this until
we get everything fixed.
Yeah.
Well, the leaks have been fixed. They hired, actually, they I'm not even going to say any more nationalities. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah. Puerto Rican.
Who came over? Who came knocking at your door? Careful.
Careful now. I'm going to get canceled today. We're talking about Cedar, and all of a sudden, I'm going to get canceled.
Wait, so the apartment is not as good as you want it to be?
It's just, I think that they build these buildings so fast because they just want to make money, obviously, and they're forgetting about quality products. And they're not
forgetting. It's a cheap. Yeah. It's a choice.
It's a cheap job.
I was going to say that's why I left the building in LA. Everyone left. All these people broke their leases. It was brand new. Mm. It wasn't necessary. Like we had a lot of issues. We were paying more money than I've ever paid for in rent in my life.
Right. And it was a gorgeous. From the looks of it, the pool.
Yeah, it was like a hotel. The amenities, everything looked really great. But it was like there are so many issues because people are just so fucking cheap and they can make it look so nice cheap. For cheap.
Totally. The walls are so cheap, I can't even like hang up anything because the walls are just paper thin. It's like the cheapest stuff. There's no studs. I don't know how this building was built. But, you know, you get around it. The leaks are fixed, okay? So it's fine.
You don't have to live there forever. It's fine.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Totally not.
Wait, but tell us how Punta Cana was. We haven't even talked since
the
trip.
I know. Since we took off, listen, last week I came back. I was so worn out and my body was shutting down, which I hate to admit, but it was. And I had a cough and a cold. I still have a little bit of it. Punta Cana was so fun. But when you're at a wedding, there's no room for relaxation. So in my mind, I'm thinking, damn, I need this vacation. I need to sit by the pool. I need to talk to nobody. I need to turn off and I need to tan.
Because you were in the wedding.
Because I was in the wedding. Right. Okay. So the first day we get there. Our rooms aren't ready yet. And so, you know, we just sit by the pool and we eat all the amenities, the foods. And the food is great. We have some coconut margaritas. We have a good time. And then the second day I'm practicing our speeches. The next day is the wedding. And then Saturday is the day after the wedding, which is the only day to really sit by the pool. And everybody's just chilling. So there was no relaxing being done, but the wedding was beautiful. It was, yeah, a lot
it
of fun.
Nice.
It was a
I
whirlwind.
Saw your photos.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's Punta Cana. It's very windy. It's gusty. So like we're all, you know, there's a language barrier. So I was obviously helping us talk in Spanish, but none of our hair or makeup was done the way we wanted. But
oh, no.
It's okay. You know, it's it is what it is.
Did
it's
she
just one of those
hire
things.
People from like Punta Cana?
From the resort. They already have like a beauty salon there. And so, of course, all the Got women it. Are asking for a certain like wavy beach wave. And it's not that they're used to just white girl hair, but it was just falling out by the end of it. You get your hair done at 9 a.m. and by the time the wedding is at 4 p.m.,
that's
no
so
one's
hard.
Hair,
yeah.
No one's hair is done still.
I
you know?
Could never do that.
No.
Like, unless they're with you all day, like touching
totally,
you up.
Totally.
Like
totally.
Fixing you. That's so early.
It was way too early for
how many
it to
people
last
were in
day.
The bridal party?
I think 10 of us.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I don't know 10 people.
Yes, you do. These are people we had such a good thought.
I don't even think I could have one bridesmaid.
Me? Am I chopped liver? What the hell?
I would never have bridesmaids. I think it's so tacky. I would never. I would just be like, absolutely not. I'm never making someone wear a dress I pick out.
I mean, that's because I've done so many. I've been to weddings. We've been to weddings. You see it happen. I think it's such the norm now. So it's not strange. I would try to choose a dress that they really could use. For a long time.
Said every bride.
I know. But then
I really want to pick out something that they could wear again. I've never been a bridesmaid.
That we talked about this too, is that being a
Anomaly.
Part of acting and that whole world,
yes.
theater, a lot of them don't do the typical wedding.
Yeah.
And because I went to Syracuse with all people that are just now in the time of getting married, it makes so much sense.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who've gotten, I've gone to a lot of weddings,
totally.
But I've never like, I guess I like drifted apart from the friends like
right.
that I was super close with that
right.
would have been like, we would have been in each other's
totally
weddings.
Totally get it. Yes.
And
exactly.
Now I have no friends, so I don't go to weddings.
Now kidding. You're past the point of like, people are in there. I mean, I lived with four girls, so all four of us are each going to go to each other's weddings, which
yeah.
just looks to me like a huge old dollar sign. I go, oh yeah. We're all going to each other's weddings. Aww. Yeah. No,
I lived with one girl for like junior year. And then I lived alone senior year. I was like, I'm not living with roommates anymore. Fuck that.
Dude,
best choice I ever made.
Let me tell you, I totally get that. I would. But it's the camaraderie that I really was like seeking in college.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
Well,
that
I also had
feel.
A serious boyfriend from sophomore year on. So I was like married by senior year. I was like, why would I live with someone else when he's here all the time? Like, whatevs.
Whatevs. You already, I think you matured at such an early age.
And then I reverted.
And then now you're going back.
At 27, I was like fully single and
right.
I was like hooking up with people and doing comedy. And I was like,
that
the
was
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It didn't last that long though.
It did.
For how long?
Like 3 years.
Yeah, that's a good amount
of time. I feel like every time you talk about it, it sounds like it was like less. And then, because then you met Jared, right?
Then I met Jared. Yeah.
It all every time I feel like if we've talked about it at like dinner and stuff, it always sounds like it was something it lasted like 6 months.
Right. Right. On. It was like a
right?
3 years is a long time.
It is.
To like,
3 years
it
is totally.
Fuck
totally.
Around and like kind of learn yourself again
yeah.
as like
yeah.
a,
totally.
As like an adult in New York City.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because I moved here the day after graduation.
Right.
I had a boyfriend. We should have broken up when I went to LA because we did long distance. That was so hard.
Right.
I like mm-hmm. would meet all these cute people. Like, you know, this guy was like, if you didn't have a boyfriend, we'd be hooking up. And I'd be like, I know.
I know. You're so right.
You're actually really hot. Wait, why do I have a boyfriend? But I didn't know how to break up with him.
Right.
Like I was so, we were so just like, we grew up together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Punta Cana sounded great.
Yeah. Punta Cana. I wanted to bring back this drink that I had there. It's, I consider it a big wig.
Could you make
a big
it?
Wig drink? I think I could. I'm going to have to experiment. So it was a frozen margarita, but it was using coconut and mint. So it was a coconut mint.
So it's like a, almost like a mojito.
Almost a mojito.
Margarita.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It was a coconut, lemonade, and mint, but it was a frozen and they presented it like a margarita. It was so fucking phenomenal. To me, it was on the level of like an espresso martini. And I thought, if I brought this back to New York, I could make This could be it for me. This is it, guys. This is my idea. And of course, I was talking about it with some of the other bridesmaids, and we were like, we got to bring this back to New York.
The drink. Do they all live in New York?
Actually, two of them do. We had so much fun, and they both work in media. And I was like, what have I been doing? Like, we gotta all connect, guys.
Yeah.
Totally. So, shout out our New York girls.
I love it.
Do you ever feel like we need to plan like a dinner? I'm just not good at planning big dinners.
Yeah. I wanted us to get a dinner with...
Oh, done and done. That's long overdue.
Hello.
That should be hard to plan.
That's like after a show, like, Mike, you want to go to dinner?
Yeah, we're all
Let's
here.
Go to dinner.
We have to go to Hillstone.
Oh,
yeah, I've never been to Hillstone.
I miss Hillstone.
I know it's like the OG Big Wig Bite.
It's like the most basic of basic foods, you know, overdressed salads, really good martinis.
Yeah.
It's great.
More of an upscale Cheesecake Factory, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm sold.
Sold. Do we have Foxtrot here? You know that market that's also a food?
Never heard of it.
I'm devastated because my mom calls me this morning in a state of terror. She goes, Foxtrot is closing.
I've never heard of Foxtrot. Besides the dance, because I watched Dancing with the
Stars. Oh, of course.
Dancing the Foxtrot
with her partner.
Foxtrot. Val, it's...
When is that show coming back?
JoJo Siwa.
I don't know. Don't even say the name.
JoJo was great on Dancing with the Stars, though.
She is a star. She really is.
She fucking crushed that show. I have no idea. Probably the fall, I would think.
Okay.
Because, like, they usually do, like... I remember it being in the fall.
Because for that show, I really want to do impressions of the hosts.
Oh yeah, I know.
We were
gonna do them all. Remember? Mm-hmm. I love
we're
that show. I fucking just love watching the dancing.
So one of my favorite markets in DC, Foxtrot. It's in other cities too, and I thought there was one in New York, but it's closing. It's very sad.
It's just a supermarket.
It's they also serve wine, and it's got delicious pre-made salads.
Like
Dean and DeLuca, kind of like an Eataly.
R.I.P. Dean and DeLuca.
Dude, I love Dean and DeLuca.
I remember.
I don't understand why they closed.
I know. The other day, there was like a fake Dean and DeLuca. I mean, it was Dean and DeLuca, but it was like a fake one right by Port Authority on 42nd Street in the New York Times building. Ooh. And I remembered that for years. I would be like, I forgot there's a Dean and DeLuca here. It's Starbucks now, but it was. It was
That's so sad.
It was a remote Dean and DeLuca because the OG one was in Soho, obviously. But
obs.
And I think it's now like a sneaker store. Look at this face. Look at what he just did.
His little snout is up on Anna's knee.
He's so freaking
looking
cute.
Looking up at you.
He's such a little model. Oh my goodness. You're such a good angel. Even though he cried the whole fucking way here because he can't be separated from his brother.
They have separation anxiety. Anna, you bought them together. They come as a pair.
They really do.
They come as a pair.
And as much as we try and give each of them like their own moment to shine, like Billy's better at it. He is too attached. Yeah. He's like, where's my brother? Where is he?
They come as a pair.
Wait, before we go, you said before you had a great celebrity sighting. Do you want to drop that right now on the podcast?
We could take a break, come back, and then I reveal, or I could reveal right now.
Oh, I love that tease.
Let's tease it.
Oh.
Let's tease it. When we come back, it better be Bradley Cooper, or I'm not coming back. Dre said, I had a great celebrity sighting in Italy, as one would, right?
As one does.
Here we go in New York City. If you're not, Elton, what are you doing? I'm scared he's going to like piss on the floor.
There are a lot of people that come through there, especially the Flatiron location, because...
It's the OG.
It's the OG.
Yeah.
It's a good place to
first
be.
First Italy ever. Now they're in like every city.
In New York. Yeah. The first, the one in New York too. I'm trying to remember all the other locations. They have tons, but they're actually... opening one in Jersey City.
No way.
For all my Jersey people.
Wow.
Get excited. So I was realizing the resident chef at our school, the Italy school, he actually saw Uma Thurman one day.
Mm. And she lives in Gramercy, so that makes sense.
Does she?
Yeah, she's like on 22nd Street. I used to see her when I lived over there.
Whoa. She was asking him, she looked so just regular Uma.
Yeah.
No makeup, had her Beats headphones on, a hat, like totally incognito. But he was able to recognize her. So I'm sitting at my table doing Parmesan and prosciutto taste testings.
Right.
As you do.
Sounds lovely.
As you do. And it was a pretty slow day. And I see this gorgeous girl walk past me. And I go, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. I'm just admiring her. And then it slaps me in the face as she already walks past me. I'm not allowed to leave my table. So I see her over there. I don't know if this is a big deal to anybody else, but it's a big deal to me. Sistine Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's oldest daughter.
Okay.
Walks by me. She just moved to New York 2 weeks ago. She's fresh.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, she's fresh.
Where? Do you know that?
In LA. Well, I follow them on Instagram and on their podcast, the Unwaxed podcast.
Oh, okay.
They
okay.
do talk about moving to New York potentially. And like on their TV show, they have a reality show where they're thinking about leaving LA and moving to New York. And, you know, they've always lived in LA. But yeah, they just moved to New York and her and her sister live in, I'm sure we're in the gorgeous apartment. Hmm. But yeah, I almost went up to her. I didn't because I thought, no, I can't leave this table. And I'm going to look, what, I'm wearing my Italy apron. I'm going to be like, hi, don't mind this outfit, but I do this on the side, but I'm actually in entertainment. And I thought about it. I said, no, I'm going to DM her later. So I DM'd her, just said, hey, what's up? You know, would love for you to come on the podcast. Big fan. If you ever need help producing, yada, yada, you want to come on a show, hit me up. No response as
come
yet.
On.
But don't worry. I think I've talked about her on this podcast because I love her alliteration in the name and I want to name my daughter Sistine.
Sistine.
You call her Sis
like the
for
chapel.
Short. Like the chapel. Yeah. It's like Frenchie. Maraschino. Like the cherry.
Like the cherry. Like the chapel. Like how do you spell it?
Sistine like the chapel.
The chapel.
Exactly. Anyway, she's a bombshell. And I'm going to get her on the show, Anna.
I love it. Great.
Get her on the
when
show.
When she says this name, though, Mike and I were literally like, who?
Stallone. With the last name Stallone, you know she's a big star.
No, you know she's related to Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank exactly. Stallone is also has the same name. He was not a big star, I don't think.
That's true.
You know, I don't
that's
know.
That's true.
But I was expecting you to say, like,
what's the name of the
Jude podcast? Law or something, you know. Somebody
I said Bradley Cooper.
I have yeah, right. seen Jude Law in L.A. In Larchmont, and he was heading to the Larchmont the little cheese store.
Oh, Larchmont Wine and Cheese, Larchmont my wine favorite cheese. Sandwiches in
Let
L.A.
Me just, that place stays celeb packed.
The sandwiches are out of this world, the and the line is like always, around the corner. Yeah. It's so long.
And he was coming in, and I said, hey, Jude. He goes, hello. That was it. That. I was just sitting right in front. So that if you want to see a celeb in L.A., go to Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Yeah. I will say, I used to have amazing celebrity sightings at the restaurants I worked at because I worked in fine dining for 7 years. Yeah. Totally. I even started a blog once, an anonymous blog.
Ooh.
I forget the name of what the blog was.
Wait, so you're telling me you were basically that Dumois before Dumois.
I was Dumois. Yeah, exactly. In the restaurant world. No, yeah. I had a blog because, you know, I didn't want to lose my job, but I wanted to talk about like who was nice and who wasn't. So I thought it'd be Ooh. Fun to like rip on like them.
Right.
And
right.
I can't remember. I wonder if it still exists. I wrote like, I forget what the name of it, but I ran the door. I was the maitre d' at all these restaurants. Mm-hmm. And like, there was one that was like the biggest celebrity sighting for me, not for anyone else, but for me, when Kim Cattrall walked into my restaurant.
That would have been amazing.
I freaked out because we were already done for the night. It was like 10:30. I was very young. It was like when the movies were out, like, and I was like a huge Sex and the City fan since day one. And she comes running in after we were like closed, and I'll never forget. She had this young hot boyfriend with her, like a Smith Jarrett.
So she's lit.
I was like,
she's Samantha.
And she walks in. She's like, I'm so sorry. Is the kitchen still open? Our play let out late. And I'm like, I'm like paralyzed. I was like, of course, any table you want, please, here. You know, I like bring her to the nicest corner table.
Totally.
I go in the kitchen. The chefs are pissed off at me because, you know, you're not supposed to see anyone after like kitchen.
Of course.
And I was like, make her a goddamn steak. It's Samantha. She's here. Make her a steak. Don't make her feel bad. And they
That's
were all
such
like,
a good story.
What? And I was just like, I was so excited. And the best is she was my height.
No.
They shoot her really tall on that show, or they did.
Shoot her
yeah,
so
she
tall.
She was always on boxes. Because Cynthia Nixon, I think, is really tall, like 5'11". But right. like Kim Cattrall in the show, you would think is like the same height as her. She yeah. was, I'm like 5'4". She was 5'4", 5'5".
When they're shooting the walk scenes, when they're walking down the street.
Yeah.
Do they just put, I guess they put the other actresses in flats and
yeah,
then
I
them
think
in
they
like crazy
like,
heels.
Yeah, they like try and balance them out. Isn't that wild?
Whoa.
Because she has such a like that personality that, totally. Like, that you're like, she's obviously like tall.
We were hanging out with Alyssa Amoroso from Publicity.
Yeah.
And we went to her event and she told me that people are always shocked at our height difference. They were like, you seem, Anna seems like she's really tall. And they're like, Dre, you give off like medium energy. I what? Go, don't you ever say that again.
They think of it what because the
fuck
of Courtney.
Is medium energy
That's
anyways.
Not true. No one thinks you have medium energy.
She said, oh, she was like, I would suggest, I would think 5'6", 5'7", medium height, like medium energy. I was like, what?
How tall are you?
5'8".
Wow. Dream.
Which is kind of medium anyways. I'm not 5'10", 5'11", like model height.
Elton, how tall are you? He's yawning.
He's over it.
I've always wanted to be taller than I am. That's really funny. But I honestly believe it's because they know us from Chris and Court. And Chris is obviously right. taller than Court. Right. Court's a shrimp.
He's like super tiny. Yeah.
Although if you watch our videos, not in our videos. There are many where Dre's like standing behind me like a foot because we're like, oh, it looks shorter if you're like a foot behind, you know, even right. though we're like supposedly both this height. I think that's what she meant. It is funny. Like I had people when I was doing HQ, I would never say my height or whatever. What is wrong, Elton? I think he probably has to piss and he's just being squirmy. And people would like DM me and be like, I saw you in Union Square. And like, I didn't think it was you at first because you were so short. And I was like, how tall?
Well, how tall do you think I am?
Because like on the app, you only see like the top part of my body. Oh, right. And, you know, obviously I present 6 feet tall, I guess.
I'm a tall, almost, you're a statue.
Come here, that little man. That is so funny. What are you doing?
The difference of like how you can look on screen versus my body.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to derail us, but the guy is squirming. And I'm totally fine. You want a little treat?
You know, speaking of somebody who's on stage now and not on screen, you probably know about this. Rachel McAdams is now in a Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. I want to go see Mary Jane.
Let's go see it together.
I really want to see her. And I really need to see Cabaret, which opened like yesterday with Eddie Redmayne.
Mm-hmm. Done and done.
My crush. I mean, and they transformed the whole theater to be it like the Kit Kat Club. So it's like you go in through the back and like downstairs.
Ooh. Oh, that is cool.
I saw Cabaret with Alan Cumming's on Broadway like 4,000 years ago. It was the best.
Wow.
Although it is kind of a sad show, like for now, because it's really just about Nazis. It's kind of a timely show to bring back. But
I do hate to hear that.
I heard it was amazing in London. It just transferred from London. There are so many shows out. I saw
There's
Suffs.
So many shows.
Oh my God.
Everyone that one looked amazing.
Go see Suffs, everyone. It's so good.
Suffs.
It's about the suffragists and
lady suffragists.
Everyone in the film. Everyone in the show is a female. Everyone in the orchestra is a female. My friend Shayna Taub like wrote it and starred in it. They've been working on it for 10 years. They're gonna win some Tony Awards. It's so good.
10 years?
Yeah. 10 years.
Is that
years.
Normal?
Yeah.
I always ask this about timelines.
Like I just started sending out my feature film because I'm gonna sell my feature. It took us 2.5 years to write. Like to get to a place where we're like, I want other people
right
who are producers or reps or whatever to read it. Like I think this shit just takes
so long.
That much time to like you know, unless you're Dolly Parton and you can write Jolene in an hour, you know?
Her and Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift, those people can just
they're like on another planet.
No, seriously.
Right?
Count like King.
Carol King.
Yeah. There are some people who just have it in them to, well, we're all talking music, but yes, that like can just like whip it up. Right?
Like, write it out. I always think Adam Sandler's like that because he just gets movies made and he has a writer's team, obviously, but he just does it so fast.
Yeah. He also has like a Netflix deal. So like, you know, he probably had them like lined up. Yeah.
That's also accurate.
Speaking
of the stage, how's your show going? Your show prep?
My show prep. It's good. You know, I think I'm really excited for this one because I'm like the show was very written, you know, it was like more of a story from beginning to end. And
right.
This one I'm kind of just doing as like a looser like variety show. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm not doing as much of the story aspect. I'm taking out some of that. I am going to honor Jared, actually. There's going to be a big dedication to Jared.
Is everyone hearing this? This is big news.
This is big wig news. Big wig moment for Jared.
Whoa.
During the show, because it is our 8-year anniversary, the night of the show, and I decided to work.
Have a show. She decided to honor her amazing talents.
Here's the issue, though. Jared has to be in LA that week, so he's taking a red eye back, and then I'm asking him to run my tech for the show, which is gonna stress me out.
Jared's running the tech? on your anniversary?
Do you want to run the tech? I need someone who can run my tech.
Please don't get into a fight on your anniversary.
I told him I would like,
Mike,
I
do it like, for Jared.
I could maybe do
I was like, listen, I'll pay you. I was like, I'll hire someone if you can't do it. He just knows my stuff inside and out, yeah. Although I can't imagine it's very...
No, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I let Jared do this.
Have you ever used QLab? I need someone who can use QLab.
I don't think I have, but I don't want to fuck.
He's never done
up.
It either. I mean, like, and he's probably gonna fuck it up, but I can't be mad at him. You know right. what I mean?
Doesn't Joe's Pub have any like a
they
resident?
They do, but there's like a limit on like what they'll do because like they're running stuff? Sound and lights. So,
oh, okay.
So I like gotcha. It's really just pressing yes on a video or a photo. That's all I need someone to do, right. like in the order and like follow along with like my order. Oh my God, Elton's trying to escape. What's wrong, man? You don't like doing the podcast? Look at him. Anyway, the show is exciting. I've added a couple of new impressions to it.
Never before seen or never done on
before
stage?
Seen on stage.
Ooh, okay.
Actually, yeah. I'm going to do Julia Fox.
Okay.
I'm going to do Luann.
Give us a cabaret.
We're going to give you a Luann cabaret moment. Because, and then also the night, May 9th is also Billy Joel is playing at Madison Square Garden. So I wanted to give people a little bit of that experience.
Absolutely.
In case, you know, they wanted to go to Billy Joel and they were like, wait, we can't afford $700 tickets for nosebleed section. We'll go right. to Anna's show. $25. I'll give you a little Billy Joel.
Ton and ton.
You know? So I think it'll be fun. Dre's going to do a bit. We're going to do Chris and Court, obviously. We don't do them live on stage that often. So if you guys love our videos, like you got to come and see them live.
Let's
you
know? Build this one out.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're eventually going to do a show as Chris and Court. So
get ready for that.
Get ready for that.
No, that one's actually coming out. I want that to come out sooner rather than later.
Great.
I'm talking in like less than 3 months.
I love it. I love her motivation. She's back, baby. What are
guys, I got to be back because I'm losing steam here and everyone's
she's
like
back. My dog is eating his leash. Is it
that's when you know.
Anyway, I'm really excited for the show. It hasn't sold out yet. I'm nervous about the date. You know, it's the same time as the Netflix is a Joke Festival in LA. So a lot of the comedy world's going to be out west. So I need all the people who love us to show up. Icky. Just come to the show. It's going to be fun, May 9th. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm nervous, but you know, I'll always be nervous. If you're not nervous, guess what is
get out of the business if you're not nervous.
Yeah, what's the point of doing?
What are you doing? Which I tell myself before I do stand up every single time. I go, bitch, why are you so nervous? But it's honestly good. I have a mini panic attack and then you hit the stage and it's fine.
It's fine. It's always fine. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Wait, what was I going to ask you? I'm not going to do Bethany live on stage, but I might throw in a Bethany video as a transition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, can we talk about Bethany for a second?
She's going through it.
But
she's
what is going she through not, her mom honestly. Died and it was a very sad post. I guess they didn't have a very strong relationship.
They didn't. It was a tumultuous relationship. She didn't talk to her for a long time.
It's really hard. I hate hearing that. Like, first of all, so many people like died in this past week. Like every time I signed on social media, there was like a TikToker
started with OJ
who I
Simpson.
Loved.
Yeah.
Eva Evans passed away. Did you see this? She was so funny and just like a cool like New York girl on TikTok. And then I saw Bethany's mom.
Right.
Yes. OJ Simpson. I mean, I'm not crying about that one, but like, you know,
few people are. Sadly.
But that's there true. Were, oh my God, Caitlyn Jenner's post for OJ's death was like insane.
I was waiting for her to come out with something because I'm thinking she's going to.
She did.
And
it
she
was
did.
Like it was like so crude. Anyway, like when people die, like you gotta have a little tact.
Wait, what yeah. was it like? She said something.
She was like good riddance or something like crazy.
That's so fascinating. Right? They have actual like and they personal have a, drama.
Yeah, they have know? A history all together.
Yeah, but Bethany. So Bethany has a new podcast, right? About her divorce,
right? And just then, be divorced. Which is an offshoot of her other podcast, Just Be.
Just Be Divorced. Just Be Ozempic. Just Be.
Just Be Yourself.
Yourself. wait, that and then she decided to take it down because mm-hmm. there was a lot of lashback. Like, and she right. was dealing with, like, grieving of her
of
losing
her
mother.
Right, so she posted, listen, I'm going to take down some of my divorce podcasts because I can't really deal with all of, everything that you guys are saying. I want to pay close attention to the comments and I can't while I'm mourning my mother.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's but Bethany, also- Bethany just comes with a lot. She is a lot as a person. And I think that that's just, it's following suit. It makes sense. But yeah, she wasn't close with her mom for a while. Her mom suffered from alcoholism. She wasn't the best mom. I think Bethany and her had a falling out. And then it wasn't until Bethany had her daughter that she got close again with her mother.
Yeah.
So that her daughter could have a relationship. But yeah, so I guess she's going to post her the episodes again.
I don't know. It seemed like, I don't know what the lashback was about it, but because I saw her post it and she was like, I'm helping so many people going through divorce or like dealing with divorce. And then all of a sudden she was like, I'm taking it all back. I don't know what.
I was just like, did I miss something in there? Right, same. I would just leave it and then say, I'm going to come back to this. She said there was just so many. By the way, are you saying lashback or
lashback?
But or is it is backlash.
Backlash. Oh my God, am I dyslexic?
I wasn't going to say anything, but then Dre did, and I was like, all right, I'll jump on.
No, say something. Don't let me go on, because I didn't hear it in my head.
In my mind, it literally just connected. I go, wait a minute.
The backlash.
The lashback that we're getting. We're receiving it. No, it made me think. I go, is that the new word to say backlash?
No, I think I'm dyslexic fully. I'm like tired, and my brain is like, that's how you say it.
So I wonder, yeah, I don't actually know if she's going to repost the episodes that she's already posted. Wow. To me, that seems kind of two steps back.
I'll tell you what she won't stop posting. Her TikToks, you know? Those will remain.
Will never stop.
She'll be like, guys, hold on one second. I just tried the air. Have you just breathed in the air?
I don't know how somebody has.
Wow.
She has my energy that I have when I'm like loopy.
Yeah.
Before you go to bed, but you really need to go to bed. That's the energy she has. She harnesses it. I don't know how she does it.
Elton looks like he's going to eat your foot. He's like going crazy.
Something looked yummy.
Wait, there was one other thing I wanted to discuss that came out that I forgot to put on our outline. Is anyone here watching The Jinx Part 2 that just started 2 nights ago? Did you watch The Jinx Part 1?
No.
I had to watch The Jinx.
I didn't really watch it, but I got the gist of it, and I know that it got him.
It was like
Robert Durst, right?
Yeah, it was like the best murder documentary. It kind of set the tone. That and there was the other one on Netflix, and they both came out.
The Staircase?
Is
that the one you're thinking of?
Oh, that I watched.
How to Make a Murder? Or like...
Oh, make yeah.
The Making of a Murder.
Yeah, because they were actually like active. The guy was in prison.
Yeah,
In both.
Yeah.
That and The Jinx came out at the same time in 2015.
Yeah.
And they were huge hits. They kind of like set the bar for like the future murder docs, like the craze of murder documentaries. Anyway, The Jinx Part 2 is out. I have to do a video about it, but you guys, you know that I'm related to Robert Durst.
Yes, that's the one you're related to.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
know.
He's
my cousin. My mom's Lee Durst. My grandfather,
get the fuck
Sam,
out of here.
My mom still goes. She's Dr. Durst. So it was very funny when The Jinx came out. My grandma was like, I can't leave the house. Like, people are going to think I'm late, you know. And I it was my whole stand up act for years. And then it kind of became irrelevant because, you know, he wasn't really like in the limelight anymore. And I'm like, wow, Anna can bring back a whole set.
Holy shit. Did you like know him?
No, I didn't know him. I was set up to meet his niece when I first moved here because she has a theater company, but that didn't really happen. But but he does look like my grandpa, and it's very funny like, to see. And I know I knew the story, and like the Ryan Gosling movie they made like right before The Jinx came out. It was called All Good Things with him and Kirsten Dunst. I can't talk today. Stop me. But anyway, part two. So what's really fascinating, I'm obsessed because they only dropped one episode because it was such appointment television when we watched The Jinx that so they only dropped one episode the other night, and it takes place. He got arrested. So the whole thing is like, if you didn't watch it, I'm going to ruin it for you right now.
That's okay.
You've had 10 years. So
they were right.
I think you should watch
Get
it.
Get on it.
He admitted he didn't know his mic was on, and he goes to the bathroom and he admits to killing all of them. So they had this caught on camera. Right. Yeah. And then they had this audio, and then he was arrested the day before we saw the season finale aired, and he was arrested in like Texas or whatever. And so this part two is literally from the moment he was arrested the day before the season finale aired.
That's wild.
And like what happened since. I mean, we know what happened since, but it's interesting to see how they like continued this fucking thing. And like on the first episode, like all the families of the victims are like watching the season finale together, and they have cameras on all of them to see him admit it. Like they didn't know, because this happened hours before that he was arrested. And then like that night it blew up on the internet, and then they like all the news stations were like, Robert Durst has been arrested in Texas, blah, blah, blah. It was so wild. And I was like, wow, they still hook you in, you know?
Seriously.
And how much of that is luck that you just have cameras everywhere?
Yeah, I know.
And microphones everywhere.
It's like, crazy.
And how stupid of him to forget that he was mic'd up.
That he was mic'd up.
Because he grumbles it like under his breath. Oh, he's like, no, yes, of course I killed them.
Oh, yeah, my God.
He goes,
God.
Killed them all, of course.
Yeah, right.
I used to do it all the time. Oh,
it's
my God.
So nuts, man.
Killed them all, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and then you'll love this. In this first episode, he's like, well, that weekend when I did all those interviews, I was on meth.
Oh, no.
So he's like blaming meth for admitting.
So this, the Jinx is now just a new documentary about it all, or it's like the following.
Part two. The Jinx part two, it's called.
10 years later?
Yeah.
Well, they got to get the footage.
I mean,
it takes a while to put these things together.
What the? It takes too long.
Isn't that crazy?
Hi, buddy. Yeah, way too long.
Anyway.
So wait, you're related. He is your great uncle? He's your mom's first uncle?
No, not, I don't think first. He's my grandpa's cousin.
Oh.
Yeah. Sibling. Cousin. My old boss, when the Jinx came out and I would talk about it a lot on stage, my old boss was like, why do you work here? Like, aren't you rich? And I was like, no, I'm not from that side of the family. Because they own all of, the Dursts own like,
I was going to say, he's all of Times Square. They own like
one Times Square, three Times Square.
They still own it?
Yeah.
Do you have Christmas? Do you have Seder with the Durst side?
Not at all. I wanted so badly after the Jinx came out and I was doing jokes about him on stage. I was like, oh my God, if I could go and interview him in jail,
yeah,
like that would be the coolest thing ever.
But you probably could have.
Big Wigs bite of the week.
What?
A Big Wigs bite of the week.
Big Wigs bite of the
have
week.
Have lunch in prison with Uncle Robert Durst.
Yeah, me and Robert Durst. Oh my God. Could you imagine? That would be amazing. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. So COVID got the best of him.
Poor guy.
Not to ruin the story for anyone, but yeah, I'm excited to see how this episode, I think there's like six episodes of part two, which is crazy.
Whoa.
I know. It's done very well. It always was. Like, it was a good doc.
I'll just start at the Jinx.
Oh my God.
Two.
You'll love, start at the Jinx. Like, watch the six episodes
of the Jinx and then I'll go to part two.
Yes. You'll like it. It's, yeah. He's crazy. On that note, we got to take a break because I think Elton's going to eat all of us in the studio.
Piss his pants.
Let's take a quick break. I'm going to go murder some people.
Of course I will. Yes, of course.
Of course I will.
And 3, 2, 1, action. You said poosh. I said action because we are in the studio.
Back in action.
On camera. You look fab, doll. How are you?
I'm so great. I'm another year older, another year wiser.
Happy, happy birthday from all of our family to you, Courtney.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I really deserve it.
I see you had another child.
I just pop them out whenever I feel like it.
Wow. This Wait, one's really feisty, huh?
It's okay. Stay with mom.
What's his name?
This is Elton John.
Elton John. She really does love rock and roll, don't you?
I live for it.
Rock and roll.
No, seriously. Did you see my cake?
Oh, no, I didn't. Did it have sugar?
No. It was made of vegan matcha powder. No, it said,
so it was air cake.
Happy birthday to the most exciting to look at.
Wow. Who chose that language is my question.
It's like so iconic. I feel like Chloe got it for me.
The most exciting to look at. Wow.
Yeah, you betcha.
I'm glad Kimberly didn't see that cake because she'd think it was for her.
Kim is too busy. Wait, when's your birthday?
Kimberly's really busy. My birthday. Oh, my God. I forgot when my birthday was. When is my birthday? Hold on.
I think we just celebrated.
My
I don't really know.
My birthday. No.
November 5th. I took a gummy like 5 minutes before. You know, it helps me do podcasts better. And so I forgot it was November 5th.
November 5th. Okay. So like months ago.
Yeah, but it'll be back again soon. That's how it works.
So like, what's the beef with the Swifty Difty?
Oh my God. Well, I'm so glad you asked because there really is no beef. You know, I think the media is really blowing this one out of the water. Basically, yeah. Obviously, Kimberly, you know, Kanye did this thing to Taylor Swift 18 centuries ago, right?
It's like such old news.
Where he interrupted her speech. What was it? The VMAs? The Grammys? I forget.
Yeah, VMAs. Because he was like, she had the best music video of all time.
Beyonce. Yeah, he was sticking up for his friend Beyonce,
yeah,
who's also a fabulous artist. And Taylor Swift is a really great artist. And so she has a new album out, right? That girl really works. I admire
her. You need to manage her.
I really do. We're going to have to call her Kaylor. I mean, come on. Kaylor Quift. Kaylor Queeft.
Kaylor Queeft. That's like such a good artist name.
It kind of is. And she put out a new album last week, and there's a song on it called Thank You, Amy. I don't know who Amy is. You know, it could be her waxer. We don't know.
Her tanner. Who the fuck is Amy?
But Thank You, Amy, she capitalized the K-I-M in the K in thank, the A and the I in Amy. It's spelled weird. A-I-M-E-E.
So it's like a cryptic message.
Yeah, that's what the Swifties, you know, they're also all actual detectives. And they think it's a hate song for Kimberly.
But like, isn't that so third grade to like write little lyrics?
Absolutely. I think,
like,
you know,
get over it, you know?
Kimberly, it was just like, how, what, who? You know, she's never heard the song. I know that because I asked her and she said, I don't care.
Okay, so we're like over the beef. Like,
we're
good
so
for Tay
over
Swift
the beef.
For, like,
I think she should have said, thank you, Kanye, right? She really should have kept the beef with the man who created the beef.
I think Elton.
Do you want me to take you? He's really losing his mind. I should have. You want a gummy? I could give you a little gummy.
No, I like tried to pet his little cute head.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
It's okay, buddy.
So, yeah, the beef. I think we've squashed the beef.
Squashed
the beef. I'm starving, speaking of beef.
You know,
the only beef I've had in the last 24 hours is Corey.
Okay, literally stop. So what we need to discuss is Kim's nipple bra.
Oh, it's back. We ran out. Can you believe that?
You sold out of the bra.
We sold out the first round, and it took a while to do the second round because, you know, it took months, actually, because it's actually a replica of Kimberly's breasts. And so she does a cast of her breasts for every bra.
So for every bra?
Takes a while, you know, morning, afternoon, evening. She's constantly just in the nude. Someone comes up and they do a little little paper mache moment.
This to me is insane. Like, why can't she just make a regular bra? Like, I could draw her breasts from memory.
Can you? We could put you on the team, doll.
I mean, I've seen them enough. Like in Cabo, when we were living in Miami, like I know what her tits look like.
So did you get the bra?
No.
Do you? We could do.
My nips are so engorged with milk. Oh, I can't even like fit even a regular bra.
Well, Miss Queen of Lactation over here.
Call me the lactating queen.
We should get a bra of your lactating boobs, you know, for all the new mothers out there.
Actually, for Travis's birthday, I took a bust of like my head, including my titties. And it was like, I called it pregnant tits.
For a second, I thought you said, I took a bus. And I thought, where to, doll?
Never public transportation.
It's fun. I've done it.
No, remember we took the train in New York City?
So fun. I loved it.
I was like, does anybody get mugged? And we were like talking to regular people.
It was so fun. We made really nice friends that day.
It was really such a good memory. And then I think we went to Joe's Pizza.
Oh, I can't remember. I was a little high. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no shocker there.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm serious, though. I really think Skims could benefit from your skills, you know, since you're already making busts of your breasts. We might as well.
I'm more into like the ceramics of it all and not the manufacturing a bra or anything.
Okay. I understand. Well, you know, Kimberly went on Jimmy Kimmel this week and she told him that it's really special to be able to notice women in the wild who have the same tits as her.
Kim is such a liar. She cannot tell who's wearing the bra.
She really can. No. If we put a lineup of 10 women wearing the Skims nipple bra, you know, or one and only one is wearing the Skims nipple bra, I bet you Kimberly could point her out.
I don't believe it.
We should really try it.
Let's test it.
I would love to. We'll set up a bunch of people in the bra. It's going to be amazing. Like a real science test. Or a jail lineup, you know?
The last time Kim did science was years ago. Third grade.
She did the spaceship. Yeah, she did a planets thing.
A planetarium.
Yeah. You remember that too.
How could I forget? She wore my red sweater. She stole it from me.
Ugh, that bitch.
That witch.
Always fighting over their clothing, you know? Yeah. By the way, speaking of your other sister, Courtney, she came for Kimberly on Instagram. Did you see this?
Oh, my God. Go, Chloe. What did she say?
Well, someone said Kimberly can't dance, which is actually a lie.
That's so accurate.
Because you don't get cast on Dancing with the Stars without zero experience. And she took jazz classes. I paid for them.
Kim has two left feet.
I don't think so.
Okay, so what did Chloe say? Like Kim?
Well, Chloe just let them know she only made it to week two. We tried, you know. I tried to get her at least week six because it's really all politics if you want to know the truth behind Dancing with the Stars. And I said, listen, what can we work out to get Kimberly to week six? And they said, doll.
Tall. Forget it.
It's going to be week two.
What did Len Goodman say about Kim?
Oh, I loved Len Goodman. Oh, what a star that man was. I'm so sad to hear of his passing. He said Kimberly was wonderful to look at, but only when she was standing still.
Yeah, I'm sure. He was staring at her profile tits.
Well,
also, I'm sorry that your boyfriend, your ex, died.
Who?
OJ Simpson.
Oh my God. Courtney. We don't need to call him that, okay? He was a friend of the family. Really was, you know, and your father represented him during a really crazy time.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to come out with a documentary and people, you might be asked.
I haven't done any interviews besides this podcast.
But I'm glad it's here first.
Exclusive. You're getting the exclusive Chris interview right now. You really are.
I really am. We are. And I feel like Caitlin was kind of like a little sketchy, off-putting when she posted. Caitlin, you should call Caitlin and be like, stop posting about OJ.
Oh, please. Caitlin has nothing better to do with her time besides hit the golf course.
Caitlin really needs to find something to do.
Tell me something, doll. How about you? Are you finding anything to do? Are you doing any live shows? Any performances coming up?
No, I've just been busy being a mom. And yeah, Travis is performing. It's really just been like happiness and bliss.
It's so nice to see my daughter be so positive. It really is. You really are an inspiration to so many people who are in the dark right now.
I mean, when you find the love of your life, there's like not much else to do.
How old did you turn? I meant to ask. I forgot.
Just 35.
My firstborn. 35?
No, you wish. I'm in my 40s now.
35 in her bra.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s now, but I feel like really at a good point in my life.
Do you love your 40s more than your 30s?
I feel like, yeah, they're just more secure and I'm with Travis and I don't have to like shoot the show as much.
Okay.
Because, you know, I loved that.
We brought her down, didn't we? We really aged you so many years.
I just never felt like doing the show or like putting on glam.
Glam?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, we in every family, we have a black sheep. And I guess that's our court right here.
I heard that Kylie Cosmetics is going bankrupt.
What? I'm going to choke. Are you trying to kill me?
No, I've saw it on TikTok.
Absolutely not. Kylie Cosmetics is thriving right now. She's doing an amazing job. She really is.
Well, you better put out a cease and desist to some TikTokers.
Oh, they have no idea what they're talking about. They are just grasping for anything to TikTok about.
They're saying that it's going bankrupt, and now she's releasing a bunch of other projects to disguise, like Sprinter Spritzes.
Oh, we love Sprinter Spritzes. What have you tried?
Have you tried?
No, I'm breastfeeding. Why is she coming out with Sprinter?
Why not? Why wouldn't she? She is one of the youngest billionaires on the planet. She loves a spritz. I said, doll, put out a line. And then we said Sprinter. Because
we love a Sprinter van.
We really love, you know, we thought we would sprint to the top. The name says it all.
You guys just are geniuses, really.
Thank you. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. I've got a matcha convention to get to.
I've got a Sprinter board meeting. I got to sprint over to Malibu for a Sprinter board meeting.
That'll take you 3 hours. Take the copter.
I'm going to take the jet, actually. Kylie lent me her plane for the day.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Gotta go.
Okay. Whatever she said and more. I love you, dolls. You're fabulous. You're really doing amazing, sweetie.
You really are.
You're really doing amazing. Toodles. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Big Wigs. You guys, ooh, grab your tickets. May 9th.
May
right,
9th.
Anna?
It's going to be fun.
May 9th, Joe's Pub. Best French fries in the city.
Really. And also really good martinis. just in case you need more to drink. And also, subscribe to us on YouTube. We've been working really hard to get all these episodes up there. A lot of people like watching more than listening. Who knew podcasts were video now, but we are.
Who knew? We need a whole other team. If you have an intern, you have a cousin who's looking for a job, we need an intern, okay? Because we got to turn over these videos faster than you can say.
Honestly, yeah, intern. That would be good.
If you have a cousin who's in college, she's a cutie, you've got a go-getter, it could be a boy, it could be a they, let them know we're in the market for an intern.
Yeah, and you'll get to play with a puppy while you...
Fantastic.
I love it. I'll throw in a dog, too, in the mix.
Throw in a dog.
No, but this was so fun. Thank you. Listen to our episodes. Share, if you feel so inclined. Share some video. Share our content.
Absolutely. I believe we're going to be back with a bonus episode this week, so...
Great.
Absolutely. Get ready for that. Two episodes since Andrea, me, I was sick last week. I missed it. I was done. Coming back, then we'll see you at our bonus episode in the next week. Love you.